Turn with me, if you would, back to Isaiah chapter 40. Isaiah 40. Let's read these 8 verses again. Isaiah 40 verse 1 says, comfort ye my people, saith your God. Speak ye comfortably to Jerusalem, and cry unto her that her warfare is accomplished, that her iniquity is pardoned, for she hath received of the Lord's hand double for all her sins. The voice of him that crieth in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be exalted, and every mountain and hill shall be made low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough places plain, and the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it. The voice said, cry, and he said, what shall I cry? All flesh is grass, and all the goodliness thereof is as the flower of the field. The grass withereth, the flower fadeth, because the Spirit of the Lord bloweth upon it. Surely the people is grass. The grass withereth, the flower fadeth, but the word of our God shall stand forever. Now, I want us to be comforted by this message. I do. I very much do. I want the truth to be preached. I want the gospel to be preached. And I want us to be comforted this morning. But more so than our being comforted, I honestly do want us to be comforted. This is every time you go to Isaiah 40, and we know and have read it many times, Isaiah 40, comfort ye my people, saith your God. I do want us to be comforted. I sincerely do. But more than us being comforted, I want us to see Christ with more concern and more emphasis than us being comforted. I want us to place it on seeing Christ. I want us to see Him. I want us to glory in the Lord Jesus Christ. I pray that we will. I want us to see what He did for sinners like us. The title of this message is, Prepare Ye the Way of the Lord. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. When you look up the word prepared or prepare in the Bible dictionary, when you look that word up, this is what it means. Turn toward. It means look at. It means face. It means behold. It means mark the way of the Lord. That's what I'd like for us to do this morning. I'd like for us to look at. I want us to turn toward and face and behold and mark the way of our Lord. I want us to see what He did for us. What was His way for us? And in doing that, I pray we will be comforted. Pray we'll be comforted in seeing it. Now, in these verses, our Lord is speaking concerning two groups of people. His people and all people. That's who He is speaking to here. His people and all people. His people are included in all people. But all people are not necessarily included in his people. Okay? So what he has to say right here concerning all people, he's saying this concerning every person in this room. All people. And what he has to say concerning his people, he's saying it to every person in the Lord Jesus Christ. All people is every person in this room. His people is every person that he has placed in the Lord Jesus Christ. Now let's begin with what he has to say concerning all people. Look with me at the middle of verse 6. He said, all flesh is grass. That's what he said. That's what the Lord said. The Lord God chose to say that. All flesh is grass. What a way to describe all of mankind in his natural flesh. The Lord himself said, mankind, all men and women, are grass. Of everything that he could have chosen to describe men and women, that's what he chose to say. All flesh is grass. Grass is something that you step on. Grass is something that you cut down. Grass is something that you cast out. What do you do with those clippings when you... I don't bag my clippings anymore because I just... they're not worth casting out to me. But that's what you do with them. You cast them out. In another place, he said, you cast them into the furnace. You cast them into the fire. But God said, that's all that the flesh of man is good for before me. That's all that the sinful flesh of man is worth. Stepping on, cutting down, casting out. Now, that's offensive. That's offensive, isn't it? That is offensive to the flesh. So offensive. But do you know that's the truth? I believe the Lord has revealed that to us. I believe you do know. That's the truth. In the eyes of God, according to the word of God, he said the sinful flesh of man is worth nothing more than a blade of grass. He said all flesh is grass. You're a blade, and you're a blade, and you're a blade, and you're a blade. Collectively, we all make a lawn. All flesh is grass. Now, when this is over, and everybody goes outside, if you want to, pluck a blade of grass. Go out there when we're done and pluck a blade of grass and put it right there in the palm of your hand. Now, if you do that, how much value will you be holding? How much worth will you be holding? Considering everything, considering God and the universe and the planet, how much significance right there will you be holding? The root of man's sin and his rebellion against God is in the fact that man thinks he is significant. That's the root of the whole problem. Man thinks he is valuable. No, I won't go to work for your company for that price. Don't you know who I am? Man thinks he is worth something. When God says that in his natural sinful flesh, he's not. Now that's offensive. I am speaking a great offense right now. This is so offensive. The flesh of man does not like this. The flesh of man is offended by this, and it rebels against hearing that. That's what the flesh wants to do. But this is what the Apostle Paul said. He said, if a man thinks himself to be something when he is nothing, he deceiveth himself. The Apostle James said, what is your life? It's a vapor. Job said, my life is wind. David said, man at his best state is altogether vanity. That means emptiness. Right here in Isaiah 40, our Lord said in verse 15, behold, the nations are as a drop of a bucket and are counted as the small dust of the balance. After you, whatever you were actually weighing, after you take it off, just the nothing particles that are left over, the small dust of the balance. Behold, he taketh up the islands as a very little thing. Lebanon is not sufficient to burn. Man is so proud of his cedar trees. Well, you know, we got the cedars of Lebanon over there. He said, they're not even sufficient to burn. Nor the beast thereof sufficient for a burnt offering. All nations before him are as nothing, and they are counted to him less than nothing and absolute emptiness. Man hears that. The flesh of man hears that, and this is what the flesh says. I hate that. I hate that. Don't you tell me that. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. Look at verse 6. Isaiah 40, verse 6. The voice said, cry. And the preacher said, what shall I cry? You cry, all flesh is grass, and all the goodliness thereof is as the flower of the field. The grass withereth, the flower fadeth, because the Spirit of the Lord bloweth upon it. The Spirit of God is going to blow upon it. Surely the people is grass. The grass withereth, the flower fadeth, but the word of our God shall stand forever. Man hears that and he says to God, I don't want your word to stand forever. I want my word to stand forever. Because of that rebellion, this word says that God is going to deal with all flesh. God is going to deal with all flesh. All flesh has to deal with him. Verse 4, it says, every valley shall be exalted. Every rebellion, every sin is going to be exposed. Nothing's going to be left hidden down in the shadows. It goes on to say, and every mountain and hill shall be made low. All pride and all self-righteousness is going to be cut down, just like grass. It goes on to say, and the crooked shall be made straight. Every wrong, every error, every sinner is going to be straightened out. Every one of them. Did you ever get in trouble growing up and hear these words? I'm going to straighten you out. Do you ever hear that? Verse 4, he said, and the rough places, everything that goes against his grain, they're all going to be planed off, like he's just going to run a planer over them. Plane them off. He's going to get rid of it. Now, who is he going to do that to? Who is he going to do that to? All flesh. All flesh. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. That's what every blade of grass will receive. That's what every blade of grass deserves. That's what you deserve. That's what you deserve. That's what I deserve. That's what we see when we prepare the way of all flesh. If the title of this message was Prepare the Way of All Flesh, we could be done. We just did it. That's what you see when you prepare the way, when you look at and you face and you behold the way of all flesh. But that's not the title of our message. According to the commandment, he said to prepare the way of the Lord. Verse 3. The voice of him that crieth in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Turn to. Let's all turn to now. Let's behold, let's mark the way of the Lord, the salvation of the Lord. He said, I am the way. I'm the way. God the Father chose some people out of all flesh. And he gave those people to the Lord Jesus Christ as a gift. He said, if you ask of me, I'll give you the heathen for your inheritance. And the Lord Jesus Christ said, Father, I'm asking. So he gave those people to the Lord Jesus Christ, and he calls them his people, my people. And for his people, do you know what the Lord Jesus Christ did? For his people. Now, I say this fearfully. I say this reverently. I say this carefully. But for his people, honestly, do you know what the Lord Jesus Christ did? Do you know what he did for them? Do you know what he made himself to be for them? Grass. He made himself to be grass as a substitute for his people. Our Lord Jesus Christ made himself to be grass for them in everything that grass is. And everything that grass deserves. Everything that grass is worthy of receiving. Let me show you that in Isaiah 53. Turn with me over there to Isaiah 53. Isaiah 53 verse 1 says, Who hath believed our report, and to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, a tender blade, and as a root. A root that springs up a blade out of dry ground. That's what Christ made himself to be for us. A blade of grass as a tender plant. He went on to say, He hath no form nor comeliness. And when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, and we hid, as it were, our faces from him. We did not prepare his way. We didn't turn to, we didn't face, we did not look on him. Verse 3 says, he was despised and we esteemed him not. But verse 4 says, Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. That's what God the Father sent him to do for us. Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Verse 4 says, Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions, all of our sins, our deep sins, our hidden sins, our secret sins. They were all exalted. They were all raised up and exposed in him. Verse 5 says, he was bruised for our iniquities, all of our pride and all of our self-righteousness, all of our rebellion. It was all cut down and made low in him. It goes on to say, the chastisement of our peace was upon him. He endured the fire. He was cast out, forsaken, and endured the fire for us. Everything that was crooked about us was straightened out in him. Everything that was rough about us, it was planed off in him. And verse 5 goes on to say, with his stripes, because the judgment of God stepped on him and cut him down and cast him into the fire, because of that, we are healed. Now that's the reason why Isaiah 40 verse 1, if you turn back over there to Isaiah 40 verse 1, that's the reason why it says, comfort ye my people, saith your God, to those that I have redeemed out of all flesh through the sacrifice of my Son, to those that I made him to be the substitute for and sent him to be cut down and endure that fire for. To all of my people, God said in verse 2, speak ye comfortably to Jerusalem. That word comfortably means to the heart. Speak to the heart of Jerusalem and cry unto her that her warfare is accomplished. That fire has already consumed. That's what it means. It has already consumed. Verse 2 says, you tell her that her iniquity is pardoned in Christ, in the one I sent. You tell her it's finished. You tell her she's safe. Tell her she's safe. Already been cut down. Already endured the fire, cast out into the fire. He said, tell her that her iniquity is pardoned, for she hath received of the Lord's hand double for all her sins. Speak peace to her. Speak rest to her. Speak comfort to her. Because concerning that fire of God's judgment that will come to all grass, all grass is going to endure the fire. But in Christ, who was made to be grass for her, she has already suffered the judgment, already suffered the fire. She's safe. Tell her that. Remind her of that. Comfort her with that. Now, most of you have heard this story, but it's a perfect illustration for what our Lord is telling us right here. Back in the early days of this country, when men and women started settling out west, started traveling and settling out west, they used to travel out in groups, wagon trains, because it was safer. There was a lot of dangers crossing the country, all kinds of dangers. But one of the real dangers in the Midwest was prairie fires. You had all of these plains with all this tall grass, just grass everywhere, grass. And these great blowing winds, nothing breaking up the wind. And if a fire got started and that wind was blowing, it would just sweep across the plains. That grass would just... So for all the dangers that they might face, they would go out in a wagon train, and the wagon master would have a scout, a man on a horse, who would go out in front to keep a watch. He would ride out about a mile or two to see if there was any danger. Well, on this one occasion, a wagon train was crossing the country and the scout was out in front, and he came up on a prairie fire. Huge prairie fire, very fast sweeping, tall, dry grass prairie fire. So he turned around and he rode as hard as he could back to the wagon train. And he told the wagon master, "There is a prairie fire coming, and it's headed right for us, and it's coming fast. We got to do something fast." So the wagon master told the men, "Let's go behind the wagon train and pull back a lot of this grass. Let's make a bare spot behind us and light a fire going out away from us, behind us." So they did. And after that fire burned on out a ways, the wagon master said, "Okay, now let's ease all the wagons back." And they sat and they waited. And all of a sudden, here comes that fire over the hill. And a little boy was sitting in his dad's lap in one of the wagons, watching this great fire, this wall of fire come. And as that fire got closer and closer and closer, that little boy reached up and hugged his daddy's neck. And he said, "I'm scared." And his daddy put his arms around him. And he said, "Son, you have nothing to worry about." He said, "I want you to look down right there. Do you see all that black stubble?" He said, "We're standing on burnt ground. The fire has already been here. It has already consumed, and it can't consume again. There's nothing left to consume." That's what God the Father is telling us right here. All flesh is grass. And for a particular chosen people given to Christ, He made Himself to be grass and endured the fire for us. And it's over. There's nothing left to burn. And as long as we're on Him, as long as we're in Him, we're safe. You can rest. You can be comforted. You can find peace. We're safe. Comfort ye my people, saith your God. Speak ye comfortably to Jerusalem and cry unto her that her warfare is accomplished, that her iniquity is pardoned. For she hath received of the Lord's hand double for all her sins. Mercy and grace, double. Righteousness and peace, double. Double. Now let's not forget that promise. Let's not forget that promise from God to us in Christ. What He's saying to us in Christ, let's never forget it. And here's the reason why. The end of verse 8 says, "The word of our God shall stand forever." It'll stand forever. Amen. I pray that's a comfort to us. Let's all stand.